Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joel LaBava. Joel is, he is the franchise king. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website, as well as his book, Become a Franchise Owner, which is also available wherever books are sold. Joel, thanks again for being here. Can you give us a little bit of a tour of the franchise landscape right now, where you think things are? I mean, one thing that I'm sad to report, Joel, is that entrepreneurship in America is having a tough time right now. Small business ownership is down. Entrepreneurship is down. The younger generation, according to the research, is not as entrepreneurial as the older, the generation is just older than them. I'm worried about Main Street, Joel.
Yes, it's franchising this year. I mean, there are people that are busy, and their franchises are being sold. But this happened in 2007, maybe, when the economy when the unemployment rate was low. Mm-hmm. Anytime the unemployment rate is low, franchising is not as robust because people don't feel that they have to look outside the career box and start thinking about maybe owning a business. They're like, oh, well, the job market's good. I'll be able to find another
well, not only that, well, good paying job. If the economy, if the unemployment is low, their employer is probably compensating them pretty well to keep them.
Right. Yeah, if they don't have to look for a job,
they're
comfortable. Yeah, why take the risk? Exactly. But when it's the opposite, when they're downsized and they've been looking for 6 or 7 months and nothing's happening, then it's like, huh, maybe I should do something on my own.
Well, how is the franchise creativity thing looking? I mean, are people creating new ways to do franchises? Are they finding new niches of niches and things like that?
Yeah, there's things that are related to weddings. You know, there's entertainment franchises, mobile trailers and things that, you know, photography, mobile photography, things like that are some of the newer things that I'm seeing. Some senior care opportunities that are a little different where instead of
boy, I tell you what, that's got to
hiring people.
I would think that would be a burgeoning sector. You got to be careful. You got to be real careful because getting paid by the senior sector is a whole other issue. I've gone through that with both of my parents. You got their money. You got two or three different kinds of federal money, of government, not just federal but government money. So you've got and plus the insurance. So you got to watch what you're doing there. But one thing about it is there's a whole lot of baby boomers who are getting older every day.
There's a need for senior care services, both health and non-health care. However, there are a lot of independent mom and pop senior care services and a lot of franchise services, and the industry is really it's starting to get ripe for consolidation.
I think you're right about that, and I'll tell you, I think where there's an opportunity for franchise for the elder care is to help people stay home.
Right.
And I don't always recommend that because I do believe that there are advantages to staying in going to a home of some kind assisted living or something because of the neighborhood kind of a feeling you get there, but sometimes people are better off financially to stay home, and I tell you I think there's going to be a lot of innovation that's going to happen over the next 20 years with regard to keeping people at home. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so, and most of the senior care franchises are focused on that, you know, keeping the elderly at home, but there's a few that are involved in placing people into assisted care.
As well as helping them close up their homes.
Right, and packing and moving. I mean, there's a lot of related things to senior care also. So that is part of the growth, but I think consolidation is coming.
Is hospice part of that? Are there hospice franchises?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
There might be.
Because there are a lot of hospice organizations out there.
Yeah, there are. There are.
Let me ask you, I know I'm going to ask you this question. I told the audience I was going to ask you. Are Starbucks franchises?
No, they're not. And I wrote an entire article on that.
No franchises, are they?
No. They did it for a limited time in Europe. In Europe, they did it. And they sold some master franchises where people had to buy 10 or 15 of them in advance, you know, and agree to set up those. But they're not doing that anymore. They're company stores.
So every store in America is a company store.
Yeah. There's a couple at some airports, I think, that are kind of a hybrid, but 99% are company stores.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah.
So that would be interesting if they ever decided to spin those off, wouldn't it?
It would be, but I guess that they don't feel the need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not in any pain, it sounds like.
Are there any good coffee franchises that are competitors? I see some of them out there. The Seattle coffee thing?
Yeah.
Is that a franchise?
Yeah, it's a franchise. I saw it when it first launched. It doesn't seem to get a lot of publicity.
They're in airports,
a lot of
mostly.
Play. Pardon me?
I see them in airports.
Yeah, airports.
Mostly. Yeah.
Yeah. Airport. There are not a lot of real powerful competitors, but there are, but there will be. Mm-hmm. I think there will be, but it has to be, you know, it has to be so unique.
Starbucks coffee is overrated, except for their Frappuccino. Which is unparalleled anywhere else in the world.
And
except
the margins.
For their Frappuccino, their coffee's not that good, in my opinion.
No, but their margins are.
Oh, that's true. Well, you're right about that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for a bad cup of coffee.
That's right.
Hey, Joel, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks.
Joel LaBava, ladies and gentlemen, thefranchiseking.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.